You don't watch work clothes.
I was at a function. Had a beer in front of him. Said, I am Joe Everyman.
Had a beer in front of him.
I am Joe
Everyman. I got fucking sloshed at company bowling.
Dude, I finished.
Give me that ball.
I guess we could start there because I do want to talk about it a little bit.
I would love to talk about that.
I just came from a cump funk.
Welcome back.
A cump funk. And right. I do want to start with my hilarious joke that I had today.
Go ahead. Wow.
I wish we had we got to get a garbage cam.
garbage
before
cam.
Before we get individual cams, we need
a garbage cam.
Bless.
And we could get the garbage and the ninja.
Yeah.
Garbage ninja cam. Ninja garbage.
Ninja garbage.
That
should have been the name of the podcast. But it's Rudy Tuesday.
Goodbye, Rudy Tuesday. Something that's for you.
Suck me from behind.
Suck me from behind.
Suck me from behind.
Suck me from behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We had lyrics.
We did.
Yeah, we had
a song.
We had plans to make that music video, and we did not follow through.
No.
Really? Like everything
yeah,
else
like
that we've
done? Everything else that we do.
We'll AI it.
Yeah. Put it in right here.
Just give it to...
You're going to get this done this weekend, right?
Fuck. Shit.
You've got 2 days to write and record a song. Good luck, brother.
That's what ChatGPT is for, baby. Yeah.
Chat Gipt. Gupta. Chat Gupta. It's mostly just Indian dudes. Do you just want to fuck with the chords for 20 minutes?
Put it around. Put it around. It's too short.
Is this the podcast that we're doing now? The chord podcast?
Well, no,
you knocked down the way.
It's because we did musical chairs last week, so the chords are all over the place.
I hate when my tubes get tied.
You found it. You almost didn't find it, but you got it last second. And I appreciate that about you.
Thanks. Yeah.
Welcome. What was your silly little joke you
Oh, yeah.
Talking?
Yeah.
Minneapolis. Fuck having a regular size Apolis. Minneapolis. That the heck happened to regular sized Apolis?
How many times did you say it?
Are you joshing me right now?
Brother.
Minneapolis.
Stop. There's no way.
Minneapolis.
Apolis.
Minnie.
What happened to Maxiapolis?
Where's Apolis?
Now you guys are getting it.
Yeah,
where's
yeah,
Apple?
Yeah,
now
yeah.
You guys are starting to question
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a thicker. Yeah.
Also, just something that pisses me off still to this day.
Fantastic.
What do you call the chain of islands south of like Florida?
The Keys.
Are you talking about
close?
You talking about the Caribbean?
The Caribbean.
Yes.
Yeah, Caribbean.
It's the Caribbean until I'm watching the movies and it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
What the fuck? Yeah. How did they do that?
Johnny Depp.
They gaslit an entire generation, yeah. Dude.
Johnny Depp.
They just get away with that?
Yeah.
Okay, think about Johnny Depp, though, and then think, how would he say it? And he definitely says Caribbean. And then you go, oh, yeah. Edward Scissorhands definitely
Edward
says Caribbean.
Edward Scissorhands?
He definitely says Caribbean. Johnny Depp played Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah. Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He's got fucking this, and then he's
man,
like,
man, I'm finna have scissors on my hands.
I'm gonna have to get out of here. I'm gonna have to go down to the Caribbean.
Hey, yo, man, this shit's crazy.
Gotta get to the Caribbean.
I'll make your bush into a bottle of Hennessy. Snip, snip.
He'd actually be really good at hair.
I think that's what he kind of
did.
That's
racist.
Didn't he?
But he'd be better.
If he was
black?
If he was black.
N-word.
N-word. N-word. Oh, and is that? Did I say that before?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I meant to say Edward. I was like, I didn't realize that's why you guys thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
I thought you were. I was like, what's so funny about Edward Scissorhands?
Crushed.
I'm so fucking good.
Edward Scissorhands is definitely from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Wagwan, you're looking for the edge of the earth.
Snip, snip, motherfucker.
You're looking for the edge of the earth with a black girl that you're not sure if you want to fuck because her pussy definitely stinks, but she looks like good. But like her pussy definitely stunk.
Who?
Winona Ryder?
What was her name?
Keira Knightley?
Cleo?
Oh, yeah, dude.
The girl who lived in the swamp?
Yeah.
Yeah, the witch. Her name was...
What do you mean she's...
Calypso.
Yeah, Calypso. She was not attractive at all.
She was also a sea god.
She had rotting teeth.
I still would, dude. No. That's so hot. Thank she you. Was so hot, dude.
She was Thank not.
You. Oh, my God, yeah. dude.
She was yeah. not.
But you know
and that's not
you
because,
broke me hot,
and
Jack
that's
Sparrow.
Not because I have a pre-existing not as attracted to darker skin tones.
You could just call it a prejudice. It's easier.
It's not a prejudice, though. I don't
it's
have anything
preference.
Against it. Yeah, because it's not against the people or the personalities.
Right.
It's against the fact that I don't think they look as good.
It's their volume. They're loud.
Listen, if I can hear you from the back of the bus, I don't like it.
Sometimes they sit in the back of the bus. I saw a thing the other
day. But it's cool now. It's cool now.
Yeah,
it's cool.
They chose to sit there.
Well,
we
now,
didn't make them.
Well, now that's where the cool kids sit. Isn't that...
In the back of the
isn't
bus.
Isn't that the white man turning the problem
Yeah, we didn't even want the front. Yeah.
Take
front walk sucks. The front, of the bus. Front sucks, dude. Can't even look at different trucks and go,
front's for dude. Pussies, dude.
I'm going back on my Rosa Parks shit, dude. I'm sitting in the back of the bus.
Oh, that's shit, it's February? Shit. Guess I'm sitting in the back of the bus.
Shit, heard, my husband has a car and he still won't pick me up from the bus stop? Shit.
I heard that she blew that's that out true. Of proportion. She was actually just asked to scoot over.
Scooch. Yeah. Excuse me, ma'am. Can you just scooch?
She was like, I will not rest!
Dude. That was actually all planned. Planned by the NAACP.
Jesus Christ.
It was. No, it's not a conspiracy. It's a legit thing.
What do you explain
yourself?
They paid her.
The NAACP paid Rosa Parks to sit at the front of the bus and refuse to go to the back. Her husband had a car. But, she had no reason to be on the bus.
But wasn't that. Okay, so.
Don't your man.
Motherfuckers
got a
can't
car?
Have to be two places at once nowadays?
What?
What if the fucking husband's got to work?
Well, if he was a good husband, he would have picked her up from the bus stop.
Bitch, what?
Or wherever the hell she was.
He's out there slaving away, making... That was... making chicken wings or whatever. I already said it, might as well double down. And he can't just drop shift.
He can drop shaft.
And go pick up his wife.
Yeah.
She's got to fucking take the bus. That's what I want. Did she have a bus pass? That's what I want to know.
Was she on the bus illegally?
So you're asking? No. If she had a bus pass, that means she takes the bus all the time. If she paid with just a couple of quarters, then she's not usually on there.
Fuck
it. Yeah, however much a bus
you know,
costs.
It always,
a couple pennies back then?
It's always
know.
Fun
a couple Abe links.
When we play the game of how fast can we start walking the tightrope? How fast?
Right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate.
Brother, we started with Minneapolis? Question mark?
Well,
and we got to back of the bus and shit.
But here's the other question.
Yeah.
Is whatever happened to regular sized apples?
Apples, right, yeah.
Are you gonna
really pleased with
are
that
you gonna
one?
Throw that joke out on stage? I'm asking genuinely, not in an offensive way.
I know it's not the best, but I find it
just
stupid
do it for
enough.
Your, yeah, do
yeah,
it for yourself.
Definitely, I'll do it.
Don't say regular sized Apples. Just say the fuck happened to Apples.
Yeah, I'm not really looking for notes, but I.
Well, you got a note.
I do appreciate that.
Yeah, because I've heard it a couple times now, and I'm like, the flow is clunky.
Right, but you're not thinking about it because.
What does that even mean?
Because it's a thinker.
Because you start with Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And everybody goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you hit him with, but whatever happened
right.
to regular-sized Apples, and everyone goes.
Did you drink at this work function?
Beer and a half.
Okay.
Wombapolis. You know Wombo?
Oh, Wombapolis.
Wombapolis.
Wombology.
Wombo.
He, she, we.
Wombo.
It's first grade.
I didn't get that.
Which the Wombo part? Thing?
Yeah.
You didn't get it when you saw it, or you don't get it right now?
Both.
Okay, it's from SpongeBob?
Yeah.
And Mermaid Man, his belt shrinks people. When it looks like an M.
So
Patrick's theory was you flip it to Wumbo and it'll make them bigger.
Yeah, yeah. God, that's so funny. Dude, so stupid. So funny. Yeah. Steven Hillenburg, rest in peace.
Is he dead?
Didn't even know he was sick.
Wow. Poor guy.
And yeah.
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 R.I.P.
Wumbo.
Wumbo sad about that one.
All right.
Yeah. I just wanted to get off the racist stuff.
All right, cool.
I'm sorry.
Good welcome job. Back, no, to, good welcome job. Back to Rudy no. Tuesday, guys. Yeah, welcome.
Guys, yeah. I know that's where you take everything. Like, all,
that's
I
how
know,
my brain works.
I know.
That's not true.
It's because I love black women. It's I need to make fun of them.
Just today, I was thinking about how this Asian kid almost drove into me. And I was like, way to lean into the stereotype, you piece of shit.
So it wasn't racist, you were just angry.
Yeah, but that's, I'm an Irish guy.
Isn't that where most racism comes from? Let's dive into this.
Let's get back to it.
Yeah. Let's talk about it again.
I took a left and
never
I said,
let it die.
Well, what if you took a right?
Yeah, what if we just
and then another
turn
right.
back around?
And then
another right.
Then another right.
Hopefully someday. By Taps. The Fourth Reich is going to be sponsored by Taps.
Sponsored by Taps is the best way to ask a question. You tell me this radio station is sponsored by Black and Yellow by Wiz Khalifa.
Shit.
You know, maybe I'm not bringing it.
No, you're doing great, bro.
I'm going to go home.
No. Don't go.
I'm so tired.
Don't.
We're just warming up. You're so tired. I've been up since 4:30.
Yeah.
How's that heater feeling on you? Is it good?
You're toasting.
I think it's making me more eepy.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's how heat works.
What?
Heat makes you tired.
When?
Well, when does it not? It wears you down. Grinds you out.
Yeah, but when I want to go to sleepies, I put my head on a cold pillow and I go sleepies.
Oh.
So good,
brother,
dude.
Can we talk about the cool side of the pillow? Oh. Let's get off of everything we were on. Brother, can we talk
there
about
is,
the cool side?
There is nothing better.
This is 45 minutes of cool side of the pillow talk.
Oh. Cool side of the pillow talk's actually not bad.
It's so good.
Write that down, write that down.
We need a producer that we can scream at.
Yeah, I've got one.
We get a sex doll.
That's in the budget. That would be
That's
funny.
That's definitely in the budget.
That would be funny.
A real one?
We wouldn't fuck it or nothing.
Well, no, it's for the pod. Well,
it's in my garage.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, guys, I keep it in the garage.
It never leaves. Ever.
Even worse.
I never dress it up.
Even worse.
As my
Rudy
favorite
goes
anime
and grabs
character.
A beer, pinches her tit. Dumb broad.
Rudy, why is it dressed like Naruto?
Rudy, why is it dressed like your dad?
The problem is, I don't think I
dress it up as Ronnie.
Put a mustache on it. Give it fucked up hands.
He has fucked up hands.
Yeah, Ronnie has fucked up hands.
What's wrong with his hands?
Well, his fingers aren't straight.
He's
gay? That's just normal. He just walks around like
it's
this.
It's from no. His this
from
this
from hanging for his dear life. Ah!
No, this finger does that. The tip of his finger is sideways. It's from holding a steering wheel all the time. He's a truck driver.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, he's got the carpal tunnels.
He has carp tunnels?
Carp tunnels.
Probably. Jeez.
Carpe tunnum.
Car tunnels?
Carfax?
This is just, you know what this is? This is just duck speak. God, I'm not bringing it today.
No,
you know what
no,
I mean?
No.
It's 1984.
Oh, okay.
What do you think, do you think he struggles to masturbate, Rudy?
I don't think about those things, Patrick.
Because he's got fucked up hands.
Maybe
first
it's better.
First off.
Yeah.
Ronnie doesn't masturbate.
You shut your fucking whore mouth right now.
Get real.
You
yes,
shut your
he does.
Fucking whore mouth right now, dude. I know
what
you're going.
What, talking about your parents making love?
Yeah, that's worse. At least I was just talking about your dad in a fun way.
Wait a minute. You'd rather think about your dad lonely?
They had sex twice. They never had sex again.
Oh, you're one of those kids?
Yeah, I am.
I'm not one of those kids. I still don't like to think about it.
Yeah.
But my parents
and your mom's got sexy feet.
Apparently. That's not according to me.
How's a rack?
Not according to me.
That's disrespectful as fuck.
What?
What?
My intention?
What my intention?
Excuse me, can we get some rolls over here? Can I get some rolls in here?
Do you ever think about how you might have the hottest mom on the podcast?
We don't know what your mom looks like.
We don't know what your mom looks like.
So I said, "Might."
Psh, peck, peck, pop,
also,
I don't think
my mom's hot, because that would be weird.
Come on.
No, that'd be weird.
You think your mom's hot?
No.
That would be weird.
She's my mom.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think my mom. You don't think your mom's hot?
I crawled out of the puss once, dude. I'm good.
That was worse than what I said. That was worse than me asking about your dad masturbating.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Jorking his peener every night.
Jorking? He's cranking his hog, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You think he makes the noise?
No, I don't think he does that. Because that would be crazy. You know
are you talking about his stepdad?
No, his real birth dad.
Oh, your dad.
Yeah, now I'm doubling down on it because you guys made it okay.
Oh, for sure.
No, his dad doesn't do that. No, his dad that would go for an hour, like total, like over the lifetime, not just in one session.
Oh,
that's not, no, like,
sweet Jesus.
I think your mom would put up with a total hour accumulated of listening to that and go, "Ronnie, enough." Your mom doesn't put up with shit.
Do you want to hear something genuinely funny about my parents?
I think the other thing, too, if she was yelling at him, she wouldn't hit the Ron. It would be, "Ron!"
Yeah.
That's true. Ron's serious.
You want to hear something genuinely funny about them?
Ronnie's silly.
My mom, right? So my dad's a cuddler, apparently.
My dad.
Right? He's a touchy-feely guy.
He is a cuddler.
He's a cuddler.
Yeah.
My mom.
Every strong man loves
his... He's a cuck. My dad's a big cuck guy.
Every strong man loves his sweet babe.
Yes. Well, his sweet babe builds a wall between them with pillows every night.
I've heard of that
before they go to sleep. She's like, "Don't fucking touch me." Like, he literally went, and she was like, "Fucking,
that's
she did the kung fu fighting."
Yeah, she's like, "Don't do that." And he's like, "Come on, Joe." She's like, "No, I'm trying to sleep.
I'm trying to sleep. I'm not trying to fool around with you and your fucked up fingers, Ron."
Why is she from Minnesota?
You know what's weird about you? I feel like your dad's fingertips are like jelly. Just move around like jelly.
They're so hard, dude.
Why would that happen?
It's a good question. Let's dive into that.
He does this, and it's just at the end the whole time.
It's like the rubbery pencil.
How?
Because it fits into different grooves, so it has to move around, so the bone is just jellified.
Yeah, fucking what?
His bone looks like an overdone boiled egg.
No, it doesn't.
Golly.
Soy sauce. What are we talking about?
I don't know anymore.
We were talking about
the cold side of the
talking
pillow.
Talking about jelly fingers.
Cool daddy's, side of the pillow.
Daddy's jelly fingers, dude.
Daddy's
jelly fingers.
It's not a bad title either.
Like
that's
that.
Two titles so far.
Daddy's jelly fingers.
That's a pretty good stretch.
I think, if anything, that's names of albums for our band.
Yeah. Our AI
cool
band.
Cool side of the
Rudy,
pillow.
Rudy, hit it.
He's just sucking it. He's sucking it. He doesn't know what hit it means.
I don't know what we're doing.
Pat, hit it.
Hit it. Well, I don't know what kind of music we do. You're the musical artist.
That's true.
Yeah.
You hit it.
I'm bass.
Okay.
You're sax.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Big sax guy.
You're a piccolo.
Piccolo? I could actually fucking rock piccolo.
Where's Gohan?
You're a piccolo.
I'm Piccolo?
You're Piccolo.
Yeah, you're not
the green guy from Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah, you're Piccolo.
You're the singer.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta dress up every time
we
perform.
With the turban?
The turban, yeah.
I'll do the bass.
And the pants?
Problematic.
I'll do the bass, you do the sax, you do Piccolo.
Piccolo.
Okay.
Piccolo, in my brain, he plays the slide whistle.
That's Piccolo.
Slide whistle.
Oh, shit.
Piccolo plays a slide whistle. A lot of people don't know. He's a fucking artist. He's got a masterclass. It's on the official app.
Doesn't he sound like that orange hair guy from Yu Yu Hakusho?
Ichigo?
No. Kuwabara.
Oh, Yu Yu Hakusho.
But doesn't Piccolo sound like him? What does Piccolo sound like?
Piccolo sounds like Vegeta because it's the same guy.
On that note, what does Vegeta sound like?
I thought
kind of like scratchy and like angry all the time.
I feel like when they
which one's Piccolo?
Piccolo's the green. I almost said the N-word. Holy shit!
Well, no.
For one,
he's clearly like a genie of some sort. So
he's a Namekian. That's the N-word I was trying to say. He's a green Namekian.
And he's the same as who? Vegeta?
It's the same voice actor, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant it was like the same, like...
Vegeta.
Like, yeah, Vegeta just... becomes...
Yeah, yeah.
Piccolo. I was like, that's
like
dumb.
Cell becomes Perfect Cell.
Like, how?
Yeah.
Or Boo becomes Majin Boo.
He's what? Always Majin Boo. He becomes Super Boo.
Yes.
And then Kid Boo.
I have no Kid idea Boo. What you're talking about.
Kid Boo.
Kid Boo.
I don't know what that
just
is.
Makes monkey noises.
Majin Boo. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Frank Ocean?
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
I would
just really appreciate that if when Piccolo got interviewed for his slide whistle skills, he was like, well, actually, when I picked up the slide whistle, it was either that or the Jew harp, and my father was always a slide whistle.
The what?
The Jew harp.
What's that?
You don't know the Jew harp?
No.
I honestly, the first time I thought you said the Jew hop, and I was like, that's definitely got to be an instrument that is just very obscure. Like,
it's the
that's what they call the chair that they put him on for the dance.
Oh.
Oh, you fell.
He's oh, no. Dead. He's dead.
What is the Jew harp?
It's also the jaw harp. It's the one that you put in your mouth and you put it against like your cheek and your teeth, and he goes, doing, 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 doing,
doing, doing,
doing, doing.
Why do they call it the Jew harp?
You'll never guess.
It's made out of money.
It's
all silver.
It's made out of melted money.
I'll give you
money.
38 guesses.
Jews use it.
Bingo.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You didn't even need it.
What about do they also play the spoons, I would imagine?
Oh, well, yeah. They're also Rochat Zigeuns. Rochat Zigeuns.
That's a made-up thing you just said.
It's Hungarian.
Well, okay. Oh, yeah. So we all speak Hungarian here in the fucking garage
Rochat
in Rhode Island.
Zigein.
What does that mean?
Rotten gypsies.
Oh.
That's worse. That's worse than Jew harp.
Rudy almost said the N-word.
Yeah, but he didn't.
Namekian.
You just said dirty gypsies or whatever.
Rotten gypsies.
That's terrible.
Rohat Zigeuns.
Terrible thing to say about the dirty, rotten gypsies.
Yeah. All right. Name five gypsies.
Craig.
Gypsy
Esmeralda.
Rose. Gypsy Rose.
I don't know, Eddie.
From the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Hot. Wood.
Sure.
I'm Gypsy Rose.
I killed my mom.
I'm Bobby Mom.
I'm Bobby Mom.
Do you know Gypsy Rose?
No.
You've never heard of Gypsy Rose?
No. I mean, I know the name. I don't know anything
Munchy
about
Munchy Housy?
That means even less to me.
The Munchy Housy Club?
Yeah, she was in the Munchy Housy Club.
Well, she's Munch by prox.
Yeah, she's Munchy by proxy.
Mom's Munch.
Mom's Munchy.
Mom was a Munch.
I don't know what any of that means.
So Gypsy Rose's mom was like, my daughter's sick.
Okay.
And so she like
that's a huge headline.
But she wasn't. But her mom would drug her into being like sick. And so Gypsy Rose, like all her teeth fell out and they would like shave her head constantly.
Mm.
And then she met a kid online. She was like, come over, fuck me and kill my mom. And so he did.
Yeah.
And now she's out. He's still in.
Well, she didn't murder anybody. How weak are you if you got manipulated by come fuck me and kill my mom? And you're just like.
Well, he was.
I mean, how down bad am I?
He was also.
I will say I currently am not.
He was also.
So that puts a barometer on it.
He was also.
You're a quitter. Retarded.
Needy. He was needy.
Yeah.
He was needy.
He was special needy.
Yeah. Well, no, I stopped calling him special needs. I just call him needy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easier, faster.
Needies.
And you don't know they're
fucking needies.
They don't know you're talking about them if you call them needy.
They have their own schools now, you know.
Well, that's because they have to be separated from the regular population.
How many N-words were you going to say
to
them? Oh, I wasn't even thinking of that.
Nothing wrong with needies.
Nothing wrong with a couple of needies. We're a couple of needies.
Nothing wrong with needies.
Pat's trying to read the board. He's squinting.
I'm trying to read it in between.
I wrote it so fucking good.
I know.
Good.
My feet were in the way.
Oh.
That's all.
You want me to move mine?
No, you're good. I'm looking right in between my toes. I know I thought of this the other day. I was talking to the guys at work. I was talking to the boys down at the shipyard.
Hell yeah.
And we were talking 9/11.
Boys on the docks.
Almost.
Dock boys.
Dock boys.
Boys you dock with.
No, we don't dock.
You don't dock?
No.
Around the clock?
But we're by the docks.
Everybody's docking around the clock.
Dock, docking.
Like, we're hot.
And dock, docking.
When your tip just can't sit still. I never knew it could fit so good. And I guess I never will.
I'm around the clock.
No, you missed a part.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A hot mama, a Friday night, where Johnny wore his foreskin tight.
Is this a...
No, I've never heard
rock,
it, brother.
It's Crocodile Rock.
Now I know.
Well, the years went by and the rock just died. Susie went and left us for a foreign guy, which is really weird that he points that out. You ever notice that?
Why is it a foreign guy?
Because it rhymes. But also, it's part of the story, so why not? Why leave it out?
It's not a pertinent detail, but it is a detail.
Yeah, so it's... Sorry, he's trying to do a little bit of creative storytelling.
He was a gypsy.
Sounds like Elton John's a little xenophobic.
He's trying to pull you in.
He didn't write any of it.
He's no.
Trying to pull you in.
All of his... successful songs were written by his gay lover.
I don't think he had any of those.
Guy's straight as hell.
Yeah, he's straight as hell.
Straight as hell, dude.
In an alternate universe,
he made sacrifices. That's all he did.
An alternate universe where Elton John's straight as hell.
Everything else is the same.
Doesn't make
an
impact.
He wears the same clothes, has the same accent.
Hangs out with his boyfriend now.
Yeah.
He's just like, love sports.
We don't fuck. But never.
That's his opening to the documentary.
No, he fucks. It's just like all like tens.
Yeah, dude.
It's all babes. People accuse him of being like a grosser Leo DiCaprio.
Ooh, speaking of tens, I had a good one for you
guys.
Wait.
Pat had to do the 9/11.
Do your thing.
So
Pat had this really funny 9/11. You had a really
Do you guys want to keep doing this? Or do you want it to end?
The podcast?
I just want it to end at this point.
See, we need a garbage cam. Anyway, I was thinking about 9/11.
Fantastic.
And
well, I mean, how could you ever forget about
it? I was thinking, like, do you think there was... You know how when you make a joke in class and, like, only one kid hears it?
Mm-hmm.
And then that kid repeats the joke, but everyone hears it, and they're like, that was so funny.
The Key and Peele.
Yeah. Do you think that happened with, like, the guy... Do you think one guy was like, what if we crash a plane into the World Trade Center? And then one guy was like... He's got a good. What if we crash a plane in the World Trade Center?
That guy's
like,
Dick Cheney.
And they're like, Akeem, that's a great idea. And he's like, no, I thought of that. And they're like, don't try and steal his idea. He had a good. Like, do you?
Osama.
Oh, and they shit on him.
Yeah, and they're
like, hey, you shut your mouth. That was his idea.
Yeah, he fought a 9/11, not you. Do you think that happened? Do you think there was an unsung ideasman?
I think we're putting a lot of wackiness in Al Qaeda. You know, we're giving him a lot of leeway on like humor.
It would be good if one of them was like, you know. It'd be crazy if it did on, like, September 11th, because the way they write it, it looks like they're...
9-1-1.
9-1-1. And then the teacher brings it up the next day, and it's like, I told you that in confidence. He's like, I'm stealing your work.
Yeah, exactly.
Osama, why?
Exactly. Osama, why? Or do you think they...
Senpai Osama.
Do you think they introduced it at one point, like a few years beforehand? They were like, what if we crash planes? And then they were like, that's crazy. We're not doing that. That's way too far.
Then
a couple years later, they're like, the movement has not worked the way we thought it would.
Things are not going well.
It might be time to start crashing planes.
Crashing minivans. One cut.
Yeah. Full of minivan full of explosives didn't work.
Like, how long do you think they put that idea on the back burner? Or they just fired it off first time out of the gate. And they were like, yo, that's a hit. We got to put that on the album.
20 minutes. I think Osama heard and he's like, that's crazy.
And then he walked out of his cave and he was like, guys, I just had the craziest idea.
Guys, I just had the craziest idea. Guys, I just had the craziest.
I've been sitting in the dirt in the dock and I've been thinking.
With my dialysis
machine. Hear me out.
He just keeps going for 45 minutes. I've had the great. Osama, just say it. No, but I had the great.
Everyone else has a regular American accent. They're like, Osama, just please. Spit it out already. And
well, yeah, this is the CIA.
For some reason, he sounds like Nosferatu.
No, but seriously, I had the crazy idea. I had the craziest. Spit it out, dude. Could you fuck a girl if her ex was Osama?
Or what do you
How
mean?
How old would she be at that point? 12.
That mathematically impossible.
Youngest probably like 30.
Yeah, that's a reasonable age person to sleep with.
Has she?
Do I know?
Has she left the religion?
She's white and from like New York.
Oh, yeah, 100%. What are we doing?
Oh, so like
she wasn't in the movement. She was just like had like a thing with Osama.
She was just like that.
How'd
beard.
That happen?
that beard.
It was the '90s.
She was 30 in the '90s.
It was 30, 95.
She's 60.
She was five. No, she's saying she was five.
Oh, she was five.
No, okay, no, 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 that
gross, makes sense. You're a gross pig.
You're well, disgusting no, 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 stop.
Beast.
They're Islamic. It's different there.
They have lines. Can't judge. They have lines.
They don't.
White girls in New York
read
do.
Read the book.
White girls from New York do.
Okay, she's 45. And she was 21 in 99. It was a 99 thing.
Okay.
It was a 99 well, thing.
It was a 99 thing.
How, we were about to hit the turn of the century. We didn't know if the nukes were going to fall.
I never bought into the whole death to America thing.
There are questions, you know? I need to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
She wasn't a part of... When did she stop sleeping with Osama?
9-12.
That
I just can't quit you.
Gave it one more day.
She gave it one more day.
One more day. Because it happened at like 9 in the morning.
Do you even feel bad?
No.
Not really. Things...
I can't do this anymore.
I can't do this
ultimately,
anymore.
Ultimately, I would say 3 out of 4, pretty good.
I mean, honestly, good, if good, I was quarterback, good. I'd get resigned. Let's talk about it. Let's just say it should sign me to New York Jets. No? Okay, no. But seriously, it was pretty big success. I think it was.
It sounds like Borat.
Pretty big.
Bitch ass Bin Laden sounded.
I'll be honest with you.
Bitch ass Bin Laden.
I don't know how to do an Islamic accent.
I think we're all doing pretty.
Get away from my store.
How's that?
That's pretty good.
Again.
Hello, Akbar.
Dude.
Hello, Akbar.
I was like never getting picked up.
I was like
dude.
Not a chance.
We're never getting
I was like
up.
9 years old.
Yeah.
And my grandfather was big in like those email chains, and he was like,
fuck yeah.
"Oh, check this out." And it was this mortar team of terrorists going, "Hello, Akbar." And firing off mortars.
Hell yeah.
Sick.
And then
the second part's sick. Well, the first
firing off mortars is cool, yeah. But, sorry.
Well, they're firing at American soldiers.
Well, that's
a piece of
well,
shit.
No, but firing mortars is cool.
It was
the
bad.
People doing it and who they were doing it to, not cool.
Well, they immediately blew up. And he was like, yeah, see, they invented this new technology where there's
that's
like,
being a retard.
Where, like, it can trace back to where the mortars were fired and it blows them up. And I was like,
whoa.
I just saw four people die. I'm 9.
I mean, that fucking, that's American as fuck right there, dude.
Yeah.
Your grandfather showing you war footage?
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Filming like a 2005 Nokia.
We've been doing that
Nokia.
For generations.
My cousin tried to tell me one time that they created this anti-tank round that punches a hole
yeah,
in the hull of a tank
then.
And creates a vacuum and sucks everything out a hole this big.
What?
And
what?
This what he, I swear to God, is what he told me. And I was like, that seems...
unlikely.
Impossible. I was a kid. I was like 12 years old. And I was like, I don't think that's...
I still believed in Santa Claus.
I was like, I don't think that's a real thing. And
look,
he goes,
dude.
No, sucks them right out of the tank.
Look,
I was like, yo, it turns it into a fucking airplane with a window open. That's
yeah,
what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Look,
dude,
I fucking know. It doesn't. Yeah,
look, like, dude, fucking, I don't think so. If you excuse me, I will put my tooth under my pillow. I'm expecting a quarter.
Like, I was like, that's fucking crazy.
How much money did you guys get from the toothy? I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. I know, I get
oh.
it.
No,
it's
that's
for your own.
I was worried the
peace of mind.
The way you stood up and then sat down and then went 1 second and stood up again, I was like, no.
What?
I thought
I was gonna puke?
No, I thought we lost it. I thought we didn't have it.
Oh no, my knees are shot.
The recording.
Mm. I gotta get them scraped out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy your 6 months off.
Yeah, they're probably not going to give that to me.
No, 100% no.
Probably
dude.
Fire me.
You're probably going to have to go on TDI. Oh, you guys don't have that. That sucks.
TDI?
Yeah, you guys don't
I'm
have temporary
I'm pretty sure that's
disability.
What the Volkswagen puts in their cars.
Two Dutch innovation.
Go the Golf TDI. Volkswagen Golf TDI.
Gotcha, bitch. Don't you look like a bitch.
Bitch?
Sorry.
It's a turbo diesel. I don't know what the I
ignition?
Stands for. Yeah, but why would it just be a turbo diesel ignition?
Everything else is already turbo diesel.
How turbo diesel now are we going to make this
whole
thing?
Fucking thing's turbo diesel, dude.
Hey, Rudy.
It's a sedan.
Yeah.
What are
you smoke the cigarettes.
I do.
Pat, you ever smoked cigarettes?
No.
Neither have I. Okay. Your hands are just cold as I am. That was useless.
Yeah.
What was your lowest point of smoking a cigarette?
Picking one up off the side of the road.
How often?
Oh,
I
did it like once or twice.
I was going to say, I think that's something you do once.
Yeah.
And then you go, we're going to try not to do that again.
Outside. Oh, okay. It wasn't the road. It was on a sidewalk. I left a club
I had no cigarettes and I was annihilated.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds like a hammer.
And I was like, I need a fucking cigarette, dude. And I saw a halfie and I was like, fuck it, whatever. And I
that'll do, pig.
That'll do, pig.
call yourself pig.
And I got sick.
That'll do, slug.
Well, yeah.
I got so sick.
Well, that's because you got the clap from that cigarette.
No,
you
got mono. I threw up sick. I was like,
well, I think also
still
you were
muscled
annihilated.
It through.
Yeah, it was the drunk. It was the drinking.
I like how he does it with a boat rudder. Every time I throw up, I try and keep my mouth closed.
Make a worst way to throw up.
Yeah, make a Jackson Pollock pin.
It's just
in
like
the fucking it's like you put pool water in your mouth and slap your cheeks together. That's what you do when you.
Oh,
gross! Do it in my mouth. Well, no, I had buddies. They used. I feel old. I had buddies that would collect those in plastic like Ziplocs.
Just carry
and
them
do
around.
What with
yeah,
them?
They would carry them around because they were too young to buy cigarettes.
Look at all the butts I smoked.
Oh my god!
And
dude.
They would. They're like, yeah, but we burn the filter. Guess what that does?
Nothing.
Yeah,
that does nothing.
The filter just collects all.
You
the
gotta cut it off.
Nasty stuff. Yeah,
you gotta cut it off. You can't just burn it.
So yeah. They cut
that's
them all
so,
the time.
Oh my God,
they would
dude,
burn the
so
filter
gross.
Off and then smoke the cigarette.
No. Just burn like the tip for like a second.
Yeah, for like sterilization.
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid. Because
these fucking geniuses know anything about sterilization, dude.
Dude, half the cigarette's gone. Just cut the filter off. You're not getting that many chemicals anyway. Filter's already done its job.
Yeah. No, I mean
it's filtered
it's like
everything
smoking
once.
A full cigarette.
Yeah, it's filtered everything chemical once. You're wise. Fine. You're fine.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Gosh.
You know when I bought my first pack of cigarettes?
How old?
Yeah.
8.
Well, by yourself, or I was going to say 12.
12, yeah. I was 12 years old. I had
makes
long
sense.
Hair. I had just started growing a beard.
And they were like, you look a little young. And he was like, come on. And they were like, that's pretty
didn't
good
didn't even question me.
That's pretty good argument.
Didn't even question me.
That's even
a couple
crazy.
Of kids from my grandmother's neighborhood gave me $20. And they were like, hey, go buy us a pack of cigarettes. And I went and bought them a pack of cigarettes. I think they were old enough to buy cigarettes.
Yeah,
they
were 16.
They were lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they
I was like, I'll be your friend. I'll go buy your cigarettes for you.
They were all fat whites, dude. They were sitting down. They were like, hey.
Watch.
Out of breath.
They're sitting down. They've been sitting down.
They slept there.
Hey, kid.
Go. Oh, fuck.
Hey, you see that corner store over there?
Yeah.
Go get me a pack of lights.
I don't. I'm not old enough.
You're old enough.
Do you think
you're old enough?
Tell him it's for me.
Do you think he took the money out and he's like, here. Threw like seven loose dollars.
Threw it on the ground.
I yeah, think he
made
went.
Me pick it up.
Yeah, crumpled up.
I think
he
went.
Yeah, dude. It's like greasy.
There's a lollipop stuck to it.
I use that to weigh it down. That way
he picks it up, puts
way
it in his mouth.
Doesn't blow away.
Give me that whole chicken back. Give me that family size box of Cheez-Its.
Oh, yeah. Fucking chicken.
That's good.
Hand me back that's my good. Cheese them. They're all melted together, you know what I mean? Because if you think about it, Minneapolis...
Fuck you, dude.
Let's take you gotta be asking yourself, the fuck happened to regular-sized apples?
Oh my. Let's take a quick break. Rudy, do you have any plugs? We're gonna resurface right here. We're gonna be fine.
December 20th at
you'll be good.
A restaurant.
Fucking Minneapolis.
I will post it on my Instagram, which you also should follow, Rudy M Comedy, on Instagram. Follow that. I'll post all my dates. But definitely December 20th.
Breck, do you have any plugs?
No.
No? Are you sure? Nothing about any of the Appleses? You know, you don't need to plug an Appleses?
I'm going to be an Appleses.
I'm going to be an Appleses June 24th through 25th.
9/11, I'll be on Appleses.
No?
Not my schedule.
All right.
Minneapolis isn't on your schedule? Not what about that. Minneapolis?
Not that I've seen.
What about Maxiapolis?
I go to all of them, I guess, but I didn't get the invite.
What about MaxiPad?
I'd get them if she asked.
That's good of you.
Yeah, how many times have you gone to the thing for the patties?
Never, but no. If she asked, I would.
Hmm. Oh, so she's just on top of her shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Or she doesn't get them because she's a man. I don't think she's a man, but that would be.
I've seen her pussy.
Have you, though? Just from the back? That might be something else.
Just from the front with her legs crossed?
She Helen hunted me.
Helen hunted you?
She Helen hunted me.
Yeah, fucking flash that poos.
Flash that beaver. Oh. Beaver flash.
Oh.
Like a flashbang.
I've seen that movie.
Pat, do you have
it's
any
not
plugs?
As hot as I thought it was going to be.
What, Basic Instinct?
Yeah.
No, it's not that hot.
Well, not hot.
Not that hot, Pat.
Plugs, go check out Pat on the Back.
Pat on the Back.
I know these guys think it's a big joke, but
big
it's
joke.
A fun show if you like football.
Football.
Hell yeah. Got some more. You got personal stories. Got football reactions.
Reactions.
If you guys
weeks
like,
left, and then Pat's going to kill himself.
No, I'm going to think of something. And we're going to keep the show going during the off
we're
season.
We're
going
to pivot to boxing.
Boxing.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would actually
no one
be
covers
cool.
boxing.
Boxing.
I might pivot
to... I'll do a boxing podcast with
boxing.
I don't know anything about boxing.
I know
boxing. I can't start another podcast right now.
No, it'd still be Pat on the Back.
It'd be round two with Rudy and Pat.
Yeah.
That's oh, actually
that's
not
actually
bad.
Pretty good.
Three titles. Write it down.
That's not
done.
Bad.
Two of them were mine.
Pretty good. But yeah, go check out Pat on the Back if you like football. Fun show. And also, please check out... Rudy Tuesday.
Yeah.
Pod on Instagram. We post like if we, you know, sometimes we'll do like a little draft here or something. We try and get those posts. I'm not, I'll be honest with I'm in charge of that and I don't do a good job.
We intend on doing it.
We intend, I intend every single thing that I mean to put on there.
Yeah.
And I don't execute a lot of them, but I'm trying to get better. And that's what matters.
That's right.
That's what matters.
The intention is there.
And sometimes we'll just put stuff up on there that, you know, it doesn't make it to the podcast. So you see it on there. It's fun. It's a good
it's
time.
Fun.
And good. Please like and subscribe the show and the episode if you enjoyed.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube.
Yes, we all know it's gay to ask, but you have to have a call to action, they say. Otherwise, people just won't do it. So we have to put it in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you guys won't do it. We know you're losers.
What would you do for your country?
Yeah.
Think
ask
about it.
Ask your country. What have I done for you lately?
Yeah.
And then listen and hear it say, nothing, you idiot, because Dr. Dre dead. He's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem. Chicka, 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 Slim Shady. I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around, jacking his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who. Yeah, but he's so cute, though. Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in a parent's bedroom. So will the real Shady please stand up and put one little finger on each hand up and be proud to be yet a
mind and under control one more time, loud as you can. How does it go?
I forget.
Yeah, no one knows that part of the song.
I think he's the real Shady.
Something about all the other Shadies that are
just
pretending to be him.
I think there's a word for that.
Impersonating.
Nah, yeah. That
my life be like.
That's it.
I saw an opportunity. I took it. I'm sorry.
I saw racism. I saw no one take it off the board. And I said, no one else is hungry.
It's not crossed out on the board. It's still there.
So you guys might have this problem. I don't know if you guys do. But
no, I can usually get it up.
Yeah.
No, that's not. I well, no,
sometimes
no,
I
no,
wake
it's,
up
it's
with
not,
it.
It's not.
Good time.
Dude, that happens to me now, and I'm like, what are you, 12? Fucking get it together.
It'll never end, you know.
I know, but it's like,
no, it'll end.
Dude, like, I can't keep doing this. Like, they get, no, but it's not that. It's so.
I can't keep jacking off on my dad's futon.
I don't do it there. I go to the bathroom and I stand over the toilet like a man.
Oh I do God. It in the bathroom after I take
what
a shit.
What a sad POV that is. Just like,
well, yeah. I'm not going to fucking lay down on the bathroom floor.
Listen, I take it.
Stare at the fucking vent. Just like, oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thinking about fucking the slits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
look how
shit.
Tight that is. It's so tight.
Vent tussie.
It's so tight. someone knocks on the door. No! No!
I've lost it.
I'm doing
it.
Something!
Fuck.
They're like, yeah, we know. Fuck. We can hear you. Can you step?
You're shaking the whole house. You're just slamming into yourself. You're just shaking the whole fucking house.
The bathroom's above a support column. Oh. You're ruining the foundation.
Oh, God.
You're literally on top of a support beam. I can feel you on the other side of the house. My Cheerios are quivering.
Pause.
Resume.
Pause. Pause.
Resume. Resume.
So, I know. I don't know if... I don't. You guys might not, but maybe you do. So I've gotten a point where I was trying to lose weight, and now it's the holiday season, so I've gained a little bit of weight back.
Right.
And I have returned to... You know when you were just getting fat as a kid, and you had like... puffy fat kid nipples.
That's just puberty, but yeah.
But never I've left.
I think I've returned.
We've
to
been here, baby.
I've returned to puffy fat kid nipples.
Yeah,
it's. How I you saw it in the it? Mirror
got,
the other
you got
day.
Ben
and I was
Johnson
like,
nipples.
I was like, does he have? No, I didn't look at his nipples that hard when he was shirtless in that video. I didn't watch the video. I saw like a still of it, and I was like, good for him. I know what's going on here. I don't need to look further. My coach doesn't take off his shirt in the locker room, so.
So what's your question?
It's just it's more like it's more like something I'm dealing with, like fat kid nipples.
Yeah,
I'm dealing.
Have you ever had fat kid nipples before?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Okay,
I've returned to form apparently.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with a little return to form.
Well, I'm trying hard not to be.
Some women like the chubby. Kid.
I know they
I've made a life out of it.
Yeah.
We respect you for it. We respect you for it.
Thank you.
I'm trying to
you
get
do?
Just cuz I work out.
Yeah.
So it's feel like cuz I try to take care of myself. So then when you're fat but you've lifted weights for 10 years, you're like, "What am I doing?"
Right.
Like, what am I doing wrong? So
yeah,
I
no, I've never cardio. Had that thought ever in my entire life.
Yeah.
Patrick?
Cardio.
Yeah.
Cardio.
I walk on the treadmill like every day, every other day, every 3 days a week.
Do you intermittent fast?
Generally? No. No. I did that before, but I
was poor.
No, I was lethargic.
Do you want my parasite? I've lost 10 pounds in a week. You want it?
What do I have to do to get it?
You gotta lick my butthole.
You gotta eat my shit.
You gotta eat my shit.
Well, I think at this point it's more like drinking.
Would you
it.
Rather eat my shit or fucking eat my shit and like lose 10 pounds? You ever notice
the
that,
second
like,
one? There's got to be an upside.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do it for nothing.
Well,
sometimes
I was doing a Rudy's would.
Sometimes the journey.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta close the window to open the door.
Dog, I lose 10 pounds. I'm not looking bad. I'm looking pretty decent for a young fella. Who drinks?
It's good for you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I
10
wish
pounds
I had
is
a
hard
self-image.
To lose.
Like,
it's really what it is that I've never had abs, and I want to get abs once just to be like, see, I can do it, and then I can just let myself go.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. All it is. I've been trying to get abs for like 10 or 15 years.
Right.
I've never gotten close.
Never.
Never. Not even when I was in the military. I got like a little line right here, and I
you
and
had cum gutters.
No, just one
cum
on
guts?
One.
Yeah, cum guts?
One on one side, and I was like, oh, nice. And that's as close as I got.
Ew, Pat has cum guts.
Close. No, not anymore.
Ew.
I don't know what that means.
Pat has
that.
Brad Pitt cum guts.
You don't know what
dude,
cum guts
I wish.
Are?
You don't know cum
it's
gutters?
That fucking, it's the
V.
That line of
the dick
the,
root.
Yeah, the V.
Deep,
yeah.
The deep cut.
The
lady.
Dick root.
Yeah,
dick
the
root.
Outline of the pubic region.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your,
do
your
people,
fuck
do you
muscle.
Think people can see our breath? Oh, how do I get my lower body good? A lot of crunches.
Yeah. I've seen videos of guys at the gym.
I've seen videos of guys at the gym. Yeah. Not at my gym, of course.
They put their little fucking schlong around a
you
handle.
Know what it
and
is,
they
Pat, maybe
the
you should
meow,
go to
meow.
A gym. Yeah. How much do you pay for your gym?
$26.
You got to bump that up to $200.
That's
that
I pay
way
the max
you
can pay
that,
at Planet Fitness.
But that's how that way you feel indebted to go there. And you,
I'm go
and
there
you have the
you
motivation.
Walk up to the counter and you go, what's the most I can pay?
I go,
what is the absolute most money I can pay to be here? And they're
sauna!
Like, what?
Sauna!
They're like, it's included. What
I,
do you mean?
I pay for all that stuff
you
now. Never,
you don't have a sauna.
Never pay. Never lie. Used a massage chair. Never used like the massage beds, the fucking tanning booths or whatever they have. All the extra stuff that comes with paying the $26 I've never used.
Wait.
Except I can go to another gym.
Wait.
Oh. Yeah.
You don't You've never used a massage table?
No.
Oh, are there masseuses there?
Daddy.
No. So who gives the massages?
I don't want some fucking hillbilly fuck from Killingly, Connecticut give me a massage.
But that's what I'm asking is who gives the massages?
The machine.
Brother.
It's a chair.
Oh, it's a machine.
Yes.
So.
You think they just got some guy in the back
You say that.
So at my
at Planet
gym,
Planet Fitness guys,
at my gym,
you said massage tables. I didn't think they had AI doing that.
So at my gym that I pay $30 for, $4 more makes all the difference.
All
the
difference.
Well, how many locations can you go to?
Six.
All of them.
How many is that?
Six. Total Fitness. So like,
oh, that's a lot.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
They have seven.
I don't like that joke at all. I'm tired of the 6-7 shit.
Me too. Me too.
You do it the most.
We're not going to do it again.
We're not going to do it again.
Anyways, so we're they have gonna, rooms that they rent out to massage therapists.
We're not going to do it again. We're not going to do it again.
Pat. Never again.
But seriously, Pat, we'll never do it again.
You're in my peripheral.
I can see you.
Every time your hands come away, it's been like it's my sight line hasn't changed. Yeah.
Keep your friends close. Keep your...
Six sevens.
God damn it.
Yeah. But Pat, you didn't think about it like this because it's small, right? So
come on. Okay. Jesus.
So they have rooms on in one of the hallways. There's rooms that like massage therapists can rent out. And I went in there, hot Russian chick. Swear to God, dude.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm not kidding. I had to I had to concentrate on not getting an erection.
Yeah.
Wait.
Amazing, dude. I went once a month.
Question.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Can you start kind of at the beginning?
Yeah. So
you
when
said
I was
hot Russian, my mind started.
I got you.
So what I'm getting. Wait. You said you get a there's a masseuse at your gym.
Yes. So when I was working out all
the
time,
they rent a room
heavy.
By the hour.
Right.
They rent a room by the hour.
Yeah. Literally.
How much?
It was like. I like $80,
brother. I've never had a massage. I've always kind of wanted to get a professional.
I felt amazing, dude. Amazing. It was the best I ever felt.
I know it's good.
No more.
I was not ever sore.
Like when I was working out heavy, never got sore again. I was fucking limber as shit, dude. I felt great.
And I heard that they take boners as compliments.
Maybe the Asian ones.
Not comp. They okay. If we want to be real, I don't think they actually.
They're
no. I think they see it.
They know. But
it must happen.
It has to happen.
I'm a young guy in an old people gym.
Also, you're a young guy being touched by another by a young woman.
Come
young
with oil
hot,
all
woman.
Over your body. Yeah.
Did you get oiled?
Oh yeah.
What
are we talking about? The smell of lavender, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking meditation music in the background. I was just in that point between awake and asleep. Oh, brother.
Dude,
she twisted my nippies.
They do it. They have to see.
She slapped my ass.
A lot of times.
A disturbing amount of times.
Yeah, she'd be like, turn over.
All right, turn back. Over.
Come on, boy. Yeah.
All right, turn over.
Yeah.
All right, turn over.
Oh, shit, dude.
Slaps your tip.
Well, you said she was Russian?
Yeah.
She was like, do flip for me.
She was like,
wait, she was Russian?
Flip. Yeah, she was Russian.
Do flip.
Why was
for
she
me?
Going so fast?
Business?
Because it's like this big. Go on.
Business.
Business.
Make money.
Send back to family in Ukraine.
I make money.
My dad died. My dad died.
Family dead.
She did. She ended up going back to Russia, which sucked, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure that was the worst of it.
No, for me.
You couldn't get another hot masseuse? You couldn't find another foreigner to touch your body?
After that, it was an old Indian broad, and I said, nah, thanks.
Nah, dude, those are the ones they're going to hit you with, like, a little... They're going to, like, because their hair is really long, they're just going to give you, like, that... Like, dangle the hair across your body, and you're like, I don't know what's happening, but this is.
You're turning me on, dude. Relax.
I told you.
Relax.
He said old Indian women didn't have any tricks up their sleeves. They do.
Old Indian women?
Tons
of tricks.
Yeah, but their faces look like sandals.
You don't have to look at their face. Your face down trying to hide your bonger.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
How long you got hard for?
And then she goes, darn, howl, turn over.
He gives you a little slap.
Wait, do you mean Native American?
Oh, yeah. Shit. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because they mystical smoke.
I meant Indian.
Yeah. Oh, no. They because Native Americans do like the mystical smoke and stuff.
I feel like Indians do mystical smoke, too.
Yeah, not the same, dude.
Yeah,
it's true. Not spiritual.
It's all curry.
Yeah, there's too many arms involved.
Swish.
Wendell.
Wendell?
Wendell. Wendell?
Wendell.
Are you talking about Wendell Carter?
Wendell Wendigo? Curry?
Wendell Curry?
What's Steph's real name?
Steph.
Steph?
First Stephen.
Name. Stephen.
First name. First name.
Stephen. Mm-mm. Steph Curry's real name, you're telling me, is not?
Steph. His middle name is Stephen. His
never heard that
first
before.
Name is, I believe he's a junior. Wardell. Wardell.
Oh, Wardell.
Oh, is it Wardell?
I didn't know he was a junior. Wardell.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Wardell.
Do you know that, speaking of unknown names and brothers, you're did right. you know that,
good job, buddy.
You know Cain and Abel had a brother?
Cain had Abel. You're not going to believe
no,
this
no,
one,
no,
buddy.
No, it was a third brother.
Steve?
His name was like Seth. I think his name was
yes,
Seth.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seth is biblical?
Yes.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking think of all
it's
the
not just
think
white
of
trash.
All the losers you've met named Seth. And
all
you're like,
of
you're
them.
From the Bible?
All
I've
of
never
them,
met
dog.
A cool Seth.
I've met two Seths in my life. The first Seth I met him first at a camp, at like a day camp.
More like a gay camp.
Yeah, gay. Yeah. Okay.
That was good.
So it was like, do you know Camp Ramsbottom?
Yeah.
I work right near there.
Oh, Camp Ramsbottom.
Ramsbottom.
Sure.
Yeah, Camp Ramsbottom.
I didn't get fucked in the ass, but
no one said that.
I know, but I wished. At Camp
Why Rams- am I coming here?
So I first went to Ramsbottom, then I went to Finnberg. Finnberg's
Why aren't I
opinion.
Coming here?
In Ramsbottom, there was like the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And we I went bet. In there, and it's summer, and everyone's chilling, and the urinal is full of piss.
Ew.
There's a moth in it. It's a camp. It's in the right. middle of the woods.
Of course.
Moth swimming in the piss. Seth picks it up out of the pissy urinal.
Puts it on the floor, stomps on it.
Eats it.
Yeah, dude.
But he saved a moth from piss.
Good for him.
But why?
It was already dead.
I don't know.
It's a moth.
Dude, I'm
it's
telling you, moth. Seths are weird.
Seths
Second
are weird.
Second Seth I knew, he got arrested in front of me. I've never seen him since.
That makes sense.
It's because he died in prison.
So that's a Seth.
Nah, he
do.
Went down to the South, got addicted.
Weird move.
Now he's back and he looks like he's doing good, so good for him.
Good for him.
Fuck him. Does he listen to the show?
I don't think so.
Seth! Get off your ass and listen to the show!
How's he going to hear that?
Because Breck will tell him.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll hit him up.
Right. Yeah.
He'll hey, like, bud.
Hey, man. Just
listen
heard,
to my podcast.
Just heard you got out of prison. Well, how about you go check out the pod?
You're never going to believe this.
We talked about you on the pod today. Hope that's cool.
Love it.
Yeah. If you have grievances, text them to Rudy's ex-girlfriend.
You got it.
She handles all our social media in HR.
Ruda.
I miss her.
That makes two of us.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I don't miss anybody. I'm cold.
I'll miss nobody but my dogs. Pat, when do you think you're going to become a passport, bro?
I don't know what that means, even in the slightest.
I actually don't. I'm curious to see what this means.
You don't know what a passport, bro,
no.
is?
No, because you made it up, I think.
I love when you teach us things.
I don't. It's always something I'd rather not know and try to forget later.
Yeah. So passport bros are expats. Funny.
Wow.
But they're expats, people that move outside
this
of the
is
United
a current
States.
Pat.
You have to change your name. What's your middle name?
Sean.
Sean O'Connor.
Sean O'Connor.
It's my dad's name.
It's the same level of Mick.
Yeah, it's my dad. My dad's name is Sean.
S-E-A-N?
Yeah.
Oh. Trash.
To I don't know, fair, dude. I think S-H-A-W-N is way more trash.
What's worse, U or W? S-H-A-U or
W?
S-H-A-U-N is how black people spell it.
No, black people spell it C-H-O-N-E.
John?
Chong.
Do you remember him?
No.
Chong?
Dog, I used to play the MLB games.
Chong Ball?
There was a player on the Cincinnati Reds, C-H-O-N-E, Figgins.
Joni.
Sean.
Joni Figgins.
Sean.
John Figgins.
Joni was better.
Joni Figgins.
Joni Figgins. Hi, I'm Joni Figgins.
Dude.
Hi, Alabama.
Joni Figgins. LSU. What's one? The U?
The
is
U.
That one? The U is one of them.
What, Miami?
Okay. Is that Miami?
The U? I think it's Miami.
The U, I'm pretty sure, is Miami.
Oh. Yeah.
Sounds right.
But every time I saw it, I was like, Joan Figgins.
Joan.
And then I said it out loud one day. My friend's like, it's Sean. And I was like, hey, it's gay. Yeah, of course.
Oh,
it
yeah, because I could. Fuck you.
Dude,
yeah.
you gotta give him credit, though. I will say this. This is going to sound bad, but it is a good, like, it's a compliment. They have the coolest names.
Yeah.
Jazz Chisholm.
LeBron.
No, I'm talking about actual cool names. On the Yankees, this guy, his name is Jazz Chisholm.
That's pretty good.
Jalen?
Pretty good name.
I don't know.
Do you know how Jalen became a thing, though?
What?
Jalen wasn't a thing before an athlete in, like, the early 2000s because it was like the father was named, like, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, Jason. And the other, and, like, someone else was named Lenny. So she just...
Jaylen. Put them together, Jalen. No shit.
And that's why Jalen Brown. I don't know who Jaylen. The baby daddy is. I'ma call him Jalen.
Why not? Len?
She could have said it like that. I don't know. She
why not Len
like
J? Did not feel right.
Didn't like it.
Why not Len J? Listen to yourself.
You sound ridiculous. So passport bros are expats.
Okay.
That leave the United States and go to places such as Thailand,
mm-hmm. okay,
Japan. Usually Asian or Southern, South American countries
okay. yeah,
to
extort people.
No.
By ladyboys.
But to hook up with women because they deem them easier and have less demands than an American woman.
Oh, yes.
So they travel to these places, have sex with a bunch of women by flashing their money.
Right. And that's all the money that they have?
Yeah, yeah. Because they can't get women here. So, Pat, aren't you gonna become a passport bro?
Hey, you want to go to Japan?
Never? Not particularly.
Why? Really?
That's a lot of...
You'd be tall.
Yeah.
That's a lot of yen.
It's just too many people, you know?
Very respectful.
So hot.
It's too many people.
The women are so hot.
They all look the same. To me, I don't find them particularly attractive. Like,
really?
Well, not in a standout way. But you know what's funny? Get this. Respectfully, don't find dark-skinned people very attractive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
respectfully, don't find Asian people very attractive.
Interesting. Latinos?
Attractive. My favorite, one of my favorite porn stars, half black, half Asian.
Interesting. You put them together.
Not bad.
Blasian.
Blasian.
Yeah, little Blasian sweetie pie,
peanut butter and chocolate.
Well, I gotta hit the old dusty trail. Well,
yeah,
Pat, what you just said maybe set us back about 50 years. Well, because
I said I don't find someone attractive. There's plenty of people who don't find me attractive. I don't get mad at them.
God bless.
I read your blog.
I didn't even know I had a blog.
You knew I made it for you. Boy, oh boy, are they coming for you soon.
You read your own writing. You typed my blog, and then you read it, and you went, this guy's fucked.
I forgot I did it. Whoa.
That would be funny for
it's
you to,
like... It's on Notepad on my computer.
Pen a blog that's really fucked up, and just put his name on it and put it on the internet?
Yeah.
Patrick O'Connor.
Sean
O'Connor. That's why he needed to know your middle name.
Yeah. Well, no, I want to do patrickoconnor.gay. That's a fun one.
Nice. Did you buy that domain, or?
You can.
Nice.
Probably, it's like $1.50 to get that. It's
no, if you want
worth
it. The dot gay, it's actually, you have to be legit.
Fuck.
To get dot gay? What if I get...
What is legit mean?
What if I could just get patrickoconnor.gay.com?
My life be like...
So, outed.
Outed.
Bitch.
What?
Your tie-dye shirt ass looking motherfucker.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to a lot of scary stories lately, right? This is serious.
Can't hurt you.
It got me.
I know.
So I listened to one,
just moved
right?
on.
In the story, the wife gets possessed.
What is this?
Right?
What's the story?
It was Stolen Tongues.
Did they creepcast that?
Creepcast, yeah.
I don't...
They go to a cabin in the woods. She gets possessed by basically a Wendigo.
I probably have. It's probably been a while, but go off.
I literally just listened to it like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I was listening to it last night, laying in bed. Scared the shit out of me.
Dude, literally the wife starts like sleepwalking, sleep talking. She walks on the balls of her feet in her sleep. She's running around the fucking house, dude.
Well, that I
At
have
what
one
point do you go, no.
Does she walk it like she talk it, or is it like not, you know what I mean? Is
walk
a prop.
Like she talk it.
Go ahead.
Like she talk it.
I'm what does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Does she
creep walk?
Dude, that's one thing. If I saw my wife sleepwalking, sleep talking, scary shit, and I'm like, honey, and then she hits a creep walk, I'm like, yeah, bitch is fine.
That's sick, dude. Sick.
Okay, so
at what point do you leave that bitch?
Here's the question.
Yeah.
Has she ever slept walk before?
Yes, she has a history of it.
Does she have a history of sleep talking?
Yes, but nonsense usually. It's not coherent.
Okay.
Generally speaking.
Then this is like she's casting spells.
No, that's now what she's talking to someone and they're talking back, but you can't hear the other person talking.
Oh, no. I'm like, babe.
First off, I'd wake her up immediately.
Hey. 100%, yeah.
Hey! Oh my God, I wish I wasn't the husband. Now I
Oh, you're staying? You're staying?
Now I have to get in bed, out of bed. Oh my God. If I was gay, I wouldn't have this problem right now. I know that for sure.
Does it make it worse if it's gay?
Hey!
Stronger.
She's still talking. Whoever that is, she's talking to him.
He's probably black.
I'm going to call the cops on you, man!
I swear to God!
Hey,
I swear to God,
I
man.
Got a gun.
You're not safe here.
We have you surrounded.
I don't feel safe.
Freeze! Babe didn't freeze. He didn't freeze! He went closer.
I'm leaving immediately.
Yeah, I'm not. Realistically,
I'm out.
I'm like,
I don't do well with that shit.
I'm like, hit, like try wake her up. And if it's nothing, I'm like, bounce.
Gone.
Yeah, seen enough horror
like
movies.
Like Paranormal Activity? I'm sorry. I was gone fucking... before she threw him into the
night,
camera,
night
two,
you see
gone.
And
goodbye.
That's the thing is enough of it is fictionally documented at this point that you just have to go like, I'm not going to find out.
No, I'm not
you
fucking
know?
Around.
Like, I'd rather not know.
No.
You know what I would do?
Because you know what? If you get accused of
murder
you're like,
murder.
What happened to your wife? We found her dead in this cabin. I'll be like, I don't know. Yeah, I left her there.
I left her there.
And they're like, well, was she
That's
alive?
That's suspicious.
Yeah, I can't prove it. Arrest me, okay? So what?
Yeah.
You know what I would do?
I didn't get killed by a demon. Sue me.
Number one, the first night she sleepwalks.
Yeah.
I'm tripping. Waking her up. Yeah. And if she gadgets abound. And just to make sure she wasn't fucking with me.
Yeah.
Nipple pinch.
Nice.
You know what girls hate the most?
Nipple pinch.
Really?
Yeah, Rudy, I'm sorry that 4 out of the 396 that you've had the pleasure of pinching nips.
He's only had
one.
Yeah.
So are you basing this off one?
You're basing this off of one young
lady? I need to know your stats, because I've seen
No, like a hard
things.
Nipple pinch?
Oh, well, nobody likes that.
You're talking to Purple Nurple. You're talking, your wife might be possessed, and you're like,
No.
She's not lying.
First, I'm trying to wake her up. If she didn't wake up, first thing I'm doing is wake up. Because then it's like, if you're fucking with me, now you're definitely not fucking with me.
Yeah. And now she's going
to
punch
it. It's not hard, but it's just like enough to
just
be
enough.
Like,
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't abuse my girlfriend.
Okay.
I don't know. It kind of sounds like.
Well, I'm just saying, I think if you're worried about possession, I think you go full Purple Nurple. I don't think you go, babe.
Yeah, well, you start with minimal pressure.
Hey.
You start with minimal pressure. And
I'm
you
ripping
slowly.
Them.
No, you can't rip right away.
I'm grabbing. Dude,
wake up!
If I think you're possessed.
I'm hungry! I haven't eaten today! You
stop
bitch!
It! Stop acting like your mother!
You know what you're acting like right now? You know what you're acting like right now? Hmm?
Sternly, she's possessed. You're like, hey, you know what you're doing right now?
I'll tell you once. I'll tell you
you're
again.
You're on thin ice.
I don't want to say it.
You're on thin
I don't
fucking
say
ice.
It. You're acting like your mother.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it once, and I'm going to say it 1,000 times. You have your dad's pussy, all right? Wake up.
think about it. That's like this big.
Oh, no.
I'm tired of the Minneapolis.
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get it.
I'm tired of the Minneapolis.
I'm tired of the Minneapolis. The Minneapolis, Minnesota.
The Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, you say? Love it.
Love it.
But then, yeah, if she was talking to someone.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe I'm white.
Maybe.
I stay the night. The morning after.
Wow.
Hey, this happened, and if this happens again,
I will leave you.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'll leave you here.
Oh, dude, as soon as she's out of the bed the second night, and I've told her everything that's going on, gone. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to my mom's house.
I
need a hug from my mommy.
I'm going to warm up some lasagna.
I'm getting at least three more people over here.
Oh, 100%, yeah. Dude.
I'm not doing this alone.
We're witnessing this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We need witnesses.
Yeah. I need a witness.
I have trouble starting the lawnmower.
And the
I'm not
going to
solve
shame.
A possession by myself.
Yeah, dude, I'm not doing it. I'm
I need you to
it.
Call and place orders for me
I'm
from
calling
Domino's.
Gianna. Get your ass over here. Watch this bitch.
I can't order my own food at a restaurant. I'm not handling a possession.
No.
Baby,
Jesus Christ.
Baby, you know I'm nervous with the cashiers. You gotta go
after. You're making me uncomfortable.
You gotta snap out of it, babe. I need you.
I need you.
I have a haircut coming up soon, babe, and I don't know how to make small talk with the dresser.
I need somebody to call them to make the appointment.
Babe, it's just 500 more bucks. I'm putting it all on black. We're gonna double our money.
If she was possessed when she went, what if she looked at you and she went, put it on red. Would you go, all right?
Yeah, I would.
But, all right. Hey, the devil knows gambling, dude.
Yeah. To be fair, you're like, look, I know you're a demon.
Hook a brother
you
up.
You want to go to the casino?
Hook a brother
you,
up.
You can keep her.
Yes.
You can keep her one night of the week. You get her one night a month. All right, buddy? But you got to hook me up.
We're dealing with the devil now?
You got to hook me up. Yeah, trade someone else's soul with the devil.
Well, first of 500 bucks on black.
First, and then it doesn't hit, and he goes, "Well,
I didn't say you were gonna win."
First I'll ask devil, what do you want to do on this earth? And he'll be like, probably like, go to Vegas or something. And I'll be like, would you help me win money? And he'd be like, no,
no.
He'd be like, well, do you want to go? Do you want to go anyway? And he'd probably be like.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's the city of sin. It's in.
It's your wife, but it's a man's voice. Yeah. It's my voice. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
You want to go to Vegas?
What are we going to do there?
Are you still the demon?
Yeah. No. I mean, no.
Dude, I know.
Well,
it
wasn't your mom's recipe last night. I'll tell you that. So.
Who are you?
Why are you in my house?
I'm so tired.
What character are you?
I'm your witness.
Child.
Yeah.
Right,
cool. Why couldn't I be? I'm the youngest.
You're our 35-year-old child? Cool.
I'm not 35 right now.
I know, but you're a 35.
You will
you're
be
a 38-year-old child? Cool.
Sick.
We're 22.
I was going to say I'm almost as old as my dad.
Babe, you want to go to Vegas?
Yes.
Well, shit. You ain't fucking asking me.
I said, yeah. I was thinking about it. My character needed a minute. Yes.
We need to take an improv class.
Yeah.
Yes.
And.
No.
But.
No.
Why?
Fuck.
I gotta pee.
Yeah. I sat up. I put my feet down. I was like, I gotta pee.
You guys ready for this fucking fridge?
Dude.
I'm just trying to ball with my bros.
Speaking of balling with your bros, you know that that you ever had take two. Do you fuck? No. Do you remember that short film we watched, The Chair?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That guy has a feature film coming out.
No shit.
Yeah. Curry Barker.
Curry Barker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what's funny? That connects to another thing. Portrait of God. Another one of the shorts that we watched.
Yeah, it made even less sense than The Chair.
Yes.
Well, just wait until Jordan Peele fucking does an adaptation of it.
Oh, my God. It wasn't that good.
It's an interesting concept.
It's a great concept. How would you make it longer?
I have no fucking idea.
You know what I mean?
Unless you draw it out it's going to be drawn out too much.
It's going to it's going to be like The Smile, or a Smile, where it's like
those
you
are
know,
actually pretty
you,
good movies.
No, they're good, but it's like you know what it is.
Yeah.
And
after
it's like
20 minutes, you're like, we
Yeah. We get it.
Like, she's going to kill herself.
Yeah.
Like,
did I even tell you guys about the fucking, the date I went on for that movie?
No.
So, I went on a date with a girl from Worcester, right? Drove all the way up there. Meet her at a mall.
My N-word, what? Why? Worcester?
Puss, dude. What are we talking about? New puss. Anyways. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. So, drive all the way up there, right? She picks the movie. She says, you want to go see Smile? I was like, fuck yeah, dude. I love horror movies.
Yeah. She's a dom.
Huh?
She's a dom.
Sure.
She's like, I'm picking the movie.
I honestly, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, no. I'll go watch. If it's a date, I'll go watch whatever they want to watch. 100%.
Oh, horror is the best.
100%. Huh?
Horror is the best.
Horror is the best. For a date movie?
Yeah. Well, if you can handle, but you don't want to take her to a horror movie if she's like, no, I'm deathly afraid. Like, I don't do well with horror movies. And you're like,
yeah, that's
fair. And
you're
like, no, it'll be fine. And she's like, no, I'm serious.
At that point.
And then she's in there, she's like, ah! Ah!
Jesus fucking Christ, dude. Like, just walk by the fucking thing when you
did
it.
Did he really?
Yeah, he's right there.
It's good timing. That wasn't planned.
Oh, God, that wasn't planned. I'm gonna die. Oh my God. I'm gonna die. Holy.
That was me. That was crazy timing.
Holy shit.
I can't believe how unrelated but perfectly timed that was. Oh. That was so good. You can't write that.
I'm gonna pass out. That was crazy, dude.
All right. He's not even gonna come in. He just came to knock on the window.
He's walking the dog. That's why.
Oh,
he's
walking the fucking fuck?
We're watching my cousin's dog. He's walking the fucking dog. Holy shit!
I don't get what just happened.
I'm like, please don't make me explain this. So, anyways,
it's embarrassing.
Girl picks the movie, right?
Hot.
So clearly, she knows what the movie's about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Smallest. Suicide demon, whatever the fuck it is.
Well, I didn't know that when I watched it, but I knew it was like a horror thing.
Oh boy!
I at least knew it was a horror movie.
Oh, I have one for you too. But yeah, okay. Oh boy. I don't know. I think I might have told you this one, but oh boy.
Maybe.
Okay. So hit me with the rest of it.
Suicide
Big
demon.
Cheese.
We knew what it was about.
Yeah.
We get 15 minutes into the movie, right? First scene, she's in the psychiatrist's office. The girl ends up killing herself, right? She cuts her own throat with the glass.
Yeah. Traumatic, yeah.
Traumatic, right? But it's a
badass.
Fucking movie.
It's not real, yeah.
It's a movie. Badass.
Badass.
Badass first scene for a movie. I hear a noise. I look to my left. She's fucking sobbing, dude. Sobbing. And I'm like, hey, are you okay? And she goes, yeah, no, I'm just having a tough time right now. Can we go? And I'm like, right now?
If you're going to cry in the movie theater, yeah, I am going to leave.
Did you pay for the... I paid for it. You should have leaned in and went, what the fuck are you doing right now?
This is really embarrassing for you. In that moment...
You know that's Kevin Bacon's
daughter. This was over.
That's Kevin Bacon's daughter. You want to leave? That's kind of fucked up. This is kind of a big break.
Baby Bacon? That's Baby Bacon.
Baby Bacon.
So we leave. We go to a bar in the mall, right? We sit down.
What kind of white trash mall is this? They got a bar.
It's actually pretty cool.
Where else you gotta go?
What are you gonna do? I don't know, man.
Yeah. But
anyways,
get fucked up, do some shopping. It's nice.
It was nice.
Well, JCPenney and Brewskies.
There was a fucking arcade too. Was that white trash, Pat?
What, a white boy can't get a little motion?
Yeah.
Oh, a white boy can't get a little motion?
I don't know what that means either. Dude,
you know what it means.
What the fuck is motion?
You know what it means. Anyway, so we go back to this.
You all know what it means.
We go back to this bar. Don't say a fucking word about it. She sits down and I'm like, hey, so what happened? Because in my head, I'm like, I just paid $30.
Yeah.
To leave.
To leave.
Yeah.
And the
movies
not even a third of the way through the movie.
I just paid
$30 to make you cry and walk out. So
I go, hey, so what happened? She goes, my friend killed themselves like about 2 months ago, and I just like can't handle anything like that. And I was like,
it's like now you can't even be like, but how can you be mad at her?
Very easily, actually.
Well, yeah, you can, but not
$30.
Like to her face.
$30, brother.
Not to her face.
Tick, 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 tick. And every drink she drank, I was like, "That's $5 more, and that's $5 more.
Maybe a
and
Diet that's Coke. $5 more.
Hey, y'all, why don't we slow down a little bit?
It's a lot of sugar. Maybe a Diet Coke.
Maybe
just How do you not know by now that before you take a girl out, you're supposed to ask if any of her friends have recently killed themselves?
That's a good point.
You know what, Pat?
You should know
that's
that.
That's a great point, you should dude. Know that. I should have a screening process.
There's that's an alpha-ass move.
There's a standard of questions you're supposed to follow.
Hey, didn't your dumb slut friends kill themselves in the last, like, I don't know, 2 to 3 months?
I would never say it like that.
Did one of your dumb bimbo girls kill themselves in the last 6 or 7 months?
I would never say it like that. That's so rude.
And then she goes, how many months? I go, like, 6.
She goes, what about 7? I'd be like, no, it's cut off. It's cut off. Oh, fuck.
There's no way you just walked into that. There's no way, brother.
Come on in, buddy.
Close the door behind you, bud.
Close the door behind you, bud.
You're letting out the warm.
I'm actually upset. I'm not, like, not even in a fun
dude,
way.
Dude, we just mentalisted you.
Yeah, dude. We just mind-fucked you, dude. Way. Hey, fun fact, dude, that whole story didn't happen, dickhead. No, I'm kidding. It did. She
did
sucked.
We just David Blaine mind freak you?
Dude, holy shit.
We implanted a number in your
fuck.
It's on camera!
You fool!
You fool!
Fuck yeah, dude.
Now you are Gen Z for life! Welcome to it.
Welcome.
Okay, I think there's too many points I have to overcome to get back to Gen Z.
What gen are you again?
I don't know. I live in a log cabin and, are you guys and use firewood, though.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Maybe why.
Are you Gen Y?
I know, like 90, like there's Gen X is 80s. There's a chunk of the 90s that's like a weird in-between year where it doesn't really fit
but
in anything else.
It's one of those gay-ass things where the researchers are always like, we just discovered a new term. It's like, it's just like, fucking
you
put
didn't
a label
discover
on
shit,
it.
Yeah, dickhead. You just named it.
Yeah, yeah. Just can you just label
no,
me already?
No, because it's like,
so I can move on. Yeah.
Like we used to think that the... what is it? The generations were like 90 to 99, but actually it's 97 to 90 or like 2001. And it's
yeah.
like,
yeah, and it's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, just
dude.
Fucking
no,
put
not.
The whole.
So the thing that I've
just
always.
Just make it by the decade.
The thing I've always yeah. determined it as was shared references. So like yeah. shared social references, yeah. right? Because like 80s people have the same references, 90s kids have the same references.
Yeah, that makes
you know
sense.
What I mean? Like
yeah.
that makes sense. But like we have a lot of shared references.
Yes.
But we're not necessarily from the... Okay, go ahead.
Can you name all the gens?
No. The Quiet Generation, the Greatest Generation,
oh,
Baby Boomers.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
How far back are we going?
You're actually, yeah, you're actually going way back.
Sorry.
Okay, starting from 1901. Go again.
Quiet Generation.
Yeah, you know which one that is.
The Silent Generation.
Okay, but what was the next one?
The Greatest Generation.
Flip those.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh, that would make sense because of the Depression.
I thought that was the poorest generation.
I don't know what they are anymore.
So
know.
Then after that would be...
The greatest, the silent.
Safe to say I'm the greatest,
so then after...
the silent.
Do you want to know the years?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, 1901 to 1927 was the greatest.
That's too long.
Okay. The silent generation was 28 to 45.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. So this next one is 46 to 64.
46 to 64.
Come
oh,
on.
That's the boomers.
Boomers.
Yeah.
1965 to 1980.
That's the Gen X. No, it's not. There's one in between, isn't it?
Tell me.
Is it?
Gen Alpha.
Fuck you.
No, that's the most recent
that's
one. I think it's a
one.
Joke name.
I'm going to say Gen X, but I don't think that's what it is.
It's Gen X.
It is Gen X. Oh, okay.
81 to 96.
That's Millennials.
Millennials. 97 to 2012.
Is it Gen Y? Gen
that's
Z.
Jet Gen Z.
We're Gen Z. Maybe.
You guys are Gen Z.
Apparently, according to this
Rudy's a
Google image.
And then 2013 to 24.
Gen Alpha.
And now 2025 to 2039.
Beta cucks.
Gen Beta.
Gen Beta.
That's...
I hate that.
I would hate... If I grew up in 10 years and they were like, you know, you're part of Gen Beta, I'd be like, ugh. How beta
I'll
crawl
is back
it?
Into my
I'll
mom's vagina.
I'll kick your ass. How beta do you think that is?
Gen Beta, the rise of the white boy Southerners.
Ooh.
Well,
I'd watch
that.
That would have been.
I was thinking of like
what was before the silent generation,
the rise of the South, the civil generation. Is that
the
you
civil,
said?
The civil generation,
the Civil War generation.
Oh no, I get it.
Mm.
the American flag.
And after that, it was a, oh, shit!
Yeah.
Lincoln got shot generation.
That well, you know what's fucked up? It's like, the other, those two generations got, like, cool.
Died.
Like, those three generations got cool names. The Silent Generation, the Golden Generation, and the Baby Boomers.
Yeah, and then we just went, generation. How about Gen X? Generation. And you're like, fuck you.
Gen X is kind of cool because X is kind of cool.
Gen unknown.
Yeah, but you know the what I mean, though? Gay, it's just like, gay. You just stop trying to have cool names.
Why are you talking like that?
I wonder if Gen...
They just start trying.
No, they stop trying.
Oh. I wonder if millennials are Gen Y. Because if it goes
technically.
Gen X, millennials, Gen Z.
Yeah, technically it would be Y2K.
What about... Why'd we start with X? Why'd we go X, Y, Z, A, B? That's stupid as fuck. The alphabet has been around for so long.
You look at me like I'm a census-ass motherfucker?
It's been around for so long.
Like, you think a white boy like me can't get some census action? Census motion?
I can get some census, dog.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I can ask.
Yeah, why do we start with
Gen Z?
Hey,
Siri. Someone be Siri for me. Hey, Siri.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Siri says.
Do it.
What up, bitch?
What's up?
I want my Siri to be the fucking the ghost face from Scary Movie.
Okay, why did they start with Gen X? They started with Generation X because the term was a placeholder for a generation without a clear identity after the large baby boomer population.
I don't know. Cocaine seems like an identity.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
That was my dad's favorite artist. Do you know that? Rick James?
Fuck. Yo. Couch. God damn it. Why aren't we back?
Oh, God. I wish. We could have Tajay on.
I know. We're going to have to record it. And we're going to have to use it. Do you hear about the Campbell Soup guy?
I was wondering about that, too. What's the Campbell Soup guy?
He's chicken noodled.
Yep.
Campbell Soup, sponsored by Tomater.
That felt racist.
Then you got chicken noodled?
Go on, King.
That's like their most popular soup.
You got clam chowdered.
You got beef stewed.
That do you know gross. That the alphabet only has 25 letters?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I don't know why. Because if you think
what
about
the Campbell Soup thing?
Yeah, just tell me about the fucking Campbell Soup thing.
So the Campbell Soup thing was the CEO got caught in a call being like, yeah, all our meat is processed goop made for poor people.
I wouldn't feed my family that
I
shit.
I wouldn't feed my family that shit.
Yeah, dude.
Guess what
jokes
happened?
On him. I'm broke as fuck. I don't eat Campbell's.
That's the other thing.
I haven't had Campbell's soup in fucking forever.
It's expensive.
If you're going to get a soup.
Go to a restaurant.
No.
Get a Prego. Oh.
No.
Prego.
The
tomato sauce?
No, the blue can. Isn't that not Prego? I don't eat soup. I don't know.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name.
Yeah. But you can see the can.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's all blue. It's like light blue with some dark blue in it.
Yeah.
Progressive?
It might
Progresso.
Be.
Progresso.
Yep.
Who makes Chunky?
Yo, who makes that chunky shit?
I ain't looking for creamy now.
I want chunky. I
give me your chunk.
I believe Campbell's? It's Campbell's.
It's Campbell's?
Yeah.
Campbell's.
Campbell's chunky.
Campbell's chicken. No,
you're I close.
No, because it was Campbell's
chicken noodle possibilities.
But they didn't have a chunky slogan. I thought they did.
Campbell's
chunky.
Chunky. Y'all motherfucking looking for chunky?
That's not going to make it past PR.
My name is DeMarcus Lawrence.
Chunky.
Campbell's chunky. University.
Campbell's chunky university.
Give me that chunk. I forgot what we were talking about.
Campbell's soup.
Campbell's soup. I know, but we said something else.
Mush for poor people. CEO.
I'll give you mush. I want to mush you.
I want to mush your poor people.
You ever want to just mush something? Last time you just mushed something.
I don't know.
Oh, I do understand that feeling of like...
mush.
Like an egg? You ever just hold an egg and you're like, I fucking want to crush this shit, dude. All right.
Yeah, but then do you ever feel like weak because like you can't?
No.
And then you change the pressure points a little bit and it breaks?
Like, yes.
And you're like...
fucking ninja.
The shells are,
I know,
fucking,
the pressure points.
The shells are dynamic. It's a dynamic.
It's literally any other point besides the top or the bottom. Those are the two strongest points on an egg. Bet you guys didn't know that.
Yeah. That's where an elephant can step on the top and the bottom. And it just goes, ah.
Who did that test?
Who was like, get him over here. And then they threw an egg.
Gumbo!
Under
the... Step on this egg, boy.
What's that flying elephant doing? Can you bring him up? Thank you.
Hey, where are those crows he's always talking to?
I just need him to step on this egg.
Oh, yeah. Do you know why the... That was... I'm not even going to say it.
No. Come on, Bubba. Come on, Bubba. Say it.
You ever just feel like you're not bringing it?
Sometimes.
No.
Yeah. Yep. Crush it. Always.
Yep.
Do you know why they call bad gifts white elephants?
No.
Because back in India, if the emperor wanted to like kind of fuck you over,
yeah,
he would gift you a white elephant.
Really?
Or an albino elephant. And India is hot as shit, but you're not going to say no to a
elephant.
To a gift from the emperor.
Right.
So,
oh my God, this elephant.
Yeah. So you would have to pay for it like a lot because it was albino in the Indian sun.
Oh, so, and it couldn't regulate its own heat.
Yeah. So it's like it's a gift worth more of a hassle than like what it's worth.
No shit.
Did not know that.
Wow. The more you know.
That's crazy.
Ding, 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 ding.
It almost got hard, don't.
Almost.
Yeah, you think it just looks like that?
You think we're just playing over here, boy?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too.
You got a lot of leeway in there.
Yeah, me too.
You got a lot of leeway in those jokes.
He's pulling it up from his fucking
ankles.
What
is happening?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. Boy, I got a big old boner. Yep, me too. You notice how I'm wearing one short sock, one long sock? Got to do laundry. Yep, me too. Yep, me too.
Dude.
Pat, what did you want to talk about? High waisting.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, high waisting. Me too.
Oh, I tried to talk about this last week.
Well, I mean,
go off, Kane.
Yeah, but tried to talk about this last week.
Go on.
So you know how you'll see guys and they wear their pants up like around their belly button?
Gay.
Yeah.
You know what I never thought about until last week?
What?
They wear their underwear the same way. They pull their underwear up over their belly button as well, which is like not something I've ever thought about before, but that if they're high-waisting their jeans, they obviously high-waist their underwear. And I know this because I saw a guy at the gym doing it. He pulled his pants, he went over the belly flap up to his belly button and was fucking
well, how fat was he?
I mean, he was...
Don't you dare look at me.
No, he was fat, but it was like, not like... It was just, it was more like the old guy thing to do where they pull their pants up super high.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's an old guy thing.
Yeah, he just so happened to also be fat. As well. Not like, holy shit fat, but like where you're like, you're fat and
he's
old.
He's around.
Yeah, but he's old, so it's like you're not going to... You've gotten that from age.
My grandma ran a daycare, and we
high-waisted kids.
We had a mom. Yeah. Anyway, we had this mom that come to pick up her daughter.
Okay.
And she would wear her jeans, like, up, like, right underneath her tits.
Okay.
Yeah, high-waisted.
High-waisted.
Was she hot?
No.
Oh, no.
They never are.
No.
Dude, it
no
was
one
like,
high-waist, and you're like... Oh,
whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. Sometimes
high waisted are coming back.
They
no,
did.
There's
a there's a difference between like a high waisted pant that's intended to be that way and someone who's high waisted.
That's fair.
If you're high waisting, that's like a man's got it at his belly button or a woman's got it under the flap.
You know how like people
if no one's high waisting. If you've just got like, oh, they're just high waisted jeans. That's fashion. That's not the same.
Right.
I'm talking people who are high waisted.
you know how we're how simple of creatures we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simple creatures.
I've noticed. I'm not smart. Yeah.
Simple critters. There was a girl today that I saw at my work.
Mm.
She was wearing these pants, and her
I love a good pants.
She, great pants. But
love a girl in pants.
Her like the cuff of her jean was like up here.
Oh,
dude.
Capris.
What's the first thing you think of when you see someone doing that?
Ankles.
No.
No.
Capris. I don't know.
High water.
No. What do you want to? What do you want to say to her?
Are you expecting a flood?
Yeah, dude. Dude, my dad used to say that to Gianna all the time, dude. She used to wear her jeans up here and be like, what are you fucking expecting, a flood?
It's the dumbest joke. It's so it gets me every time.
Oh, are you expecting a flood?
Oh, God.
And they're just like, because there's nothing you can say. No. Like,
it's the style.
Oh, shit.
Are you expecting a flood?
Ew, get away from me.
Let me see those ankles.
Like, fuck your bones.
What?
What?
So I meant like ankle bones.
Oh.
Like bony, but
you're into bony ankles? Not a judgment, it's just a question.
Nothing wrong with a little ankle.
Oh, I'm not.
A bony ankle.
What constitutes a bony ankle as opposed to like a chonky this ankle?
Bones?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you got a skinny little slender ankle, big, dude, what's a fucking chonky ankle?
Big boned or skinny?
I'm asking you what the difference is. Yeah,
of
what's
what?
A Calais Campbell
of a
chicken
bony
noodle
ankle?
Chonky soup, dude?
A bony ankle. It's someone that's really maybe like a
someone who's maybe bony.
No,
like an Ariana Grande ankle.
A Natalie Portman.
What's your problem with Natalie Portman?
Natty Portman?
No, I'm
saying Natty
there's nothing wrong.
What's your problem with Natty Portman?
I'm saying there's nothing wrong with a bony ankle.
Okay.
I like a bony ankle.
Love
agreed.
A bony ankle.
I like Natalie Portman.
You ever notice? You know how people are always like, Holocaust was so long ago.
Never met anyone who said that before.
Well, it's like 80 years.
Well, I agree. It's not last week,
it's like,
but
like,
yeah,
it's a while ago.
No one's like, no. You know, maybe we should reevaluate because it has been a little.
Not
bit.
Like that. Not like they're going back to see if like maybe the guy broke some records, but like to go, but to be like, which he did, but to be like,
I don't think he did. I think Stalin.
You were like, wow, it's like almost 100 years ago.
Yeah.
But then, if you think about it, there was 1,939 years until there was a Holocaust.
Right?
Well, okay. I mean,
I don't know
a
if that's true.
Holocaust.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
if that's
so it's
true.
Like, because like, if you think of it, because people are like, for 1,939 years, people are like, shit, that's the worst thing since like
the last worst thing that happened,
the flood.
Noah.
And then one guy, one painter from Austria was like,
I got this.
I'm going to give y'all motherfuckers something to talk about.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talking about how look goes.
Love it, love it, shiver, do, do.
I don't know, man.
My throat is dry. I was yelling earlier, so I kind of lost it. I haven't sang in front of anyone in a while, so I'm a little nervous. I don't want to wake up our parents.
You guys like back.
Stepbrothers?
Yeah, Stepbrothers.
Ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. She's got eyes of the bluest skies.
I don't actually know all the words. Flat. You're flat.
Amounts of pain.
Terrible.
Her this is what I'm paying vocal lessons.
Have a warm, safe space.
Awful. How could you stay, dude? She's so good.
She's so good.
Silent during that. Just continue to say, awful, flat. You don't even look good when you're saying.
Yo, this fuck is the kid. Fuck the kid. Who goes? That's my boy. Bring it home. And he's like, ah. It's like, you're a girl.
Sweet child of mine.
Yeah, he fucking did the hand shit. And I was like, fuck you.
Fuck you, dude. You
fuck
think you're better
you.
Than me.
Who does that to their mom, you piece of shit?
Oh, fucking A, dude.
Not to Catherine Hahn.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Kathy Hans.
We gotta wrap.
We gotta wrap.
It's only been 2 hours.
Well, that's not bad.
Kathy. Kathy.
Will you hit us with a would you rather? Do you have any?
Oh, any good have ones? One.
Any good ones?
I don't know if I wrote any. Well, that's my Christmas list. You guys aren't on it.
Is it a different song? Sound like a deaf guy coming.
It's the God of War theme song. I don't know why that popped into my head.
Because I think I have an okay one.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Hit me with it.
I think it's okay.
Hit me with it. I haven't written any new ones lately.
Okay.
We don't have to do it if we don't have one. It's okay to not do it.
I think he said he has one, though.
I know, but I kind of have one. Well, he has an okay one. So
I have an okay one.
But what I'm saying is it doesn't have to be included. If we've already done 2 hours, it's fine. I'm just putting it out there. That's all. We don't have to force it, is all I'm saying. We don't have to force it.
No, I like it.
Hit me.
It's
hit me,
okay.
Hit me.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with
I
doing it.
I want you to do it.
I just don't want to force it.
Yes.
Have the ability
okay.
to record and play back your dreams.
Okay.
Or 3 times a year.
You asked us this, I think. Sounds familiar.
Go ahead.
Or 3 times a year, you get to give one person one command that isn't sexual or results in a death.
Okay.
And they must complete it within an hour.
So Aladdin Genie rules.
Kind of. But okay. It's 3 times a year. You yep. can pick 3 days. It has to be like once a day.
Yep.
But you get 3 times a year.
Yep.
You get to talk to one person, tell them to do one thing, and yep. they must do it within an hour.
I take the one thing.
That one, 100%, dude.
I have no...
My dreams are horrific.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be crazy to be like play-by-play?
No, because I don't remember my dreams now, and I'm totally fine with that. And like I can't imagine a worse person to be alone with than myself. That sounds horrible.
The only dream that I can remember from the last couple of years has been so traumatizing to me that I can't not forget it.
Hit
that's pretty bad
with it.
I told you guys about it. It was the girl that just keeps getting closer to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was with that Amish chick.
No, I was by myself.
Oh, wasn't with the Amish.
That was a different
similar.
That was a different sleep paralysis moment. I have it a lot.
Oh yeah, so then we haven't heard that.
You haven't heard the.
We heard both of them.
She's getting closer to me thing.
Yeah,
I actually thought about writing a short story about it.
Oh, I'd love for you to write a short story and read it on the podcast.
I'll do that.
Yeah, let's do that instead. Ooh. Let's save it.
All right,
let's save it. Yeah,
fuck
that'd be sick.
Dude.
Bye.
Worth it.